Welcome to today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville School Superintendent Cassie Pearson about Monday's school board meeting. First off, Cassie, you guys began the meeting with a little cake and a little surprise for school board recognition month, and then next thing you know, you're swearing in a new school board member. So if you could take us through the beginning of the meeting.
It's always fun to be able to celebrate with those who volunteer their services and do just a great job for our community in really asking the right questions and making plans for kids so we can offer the best education we can. So we had a little cake and really thanked our school board members. It was fun. Vicki Reed was sworn in, so she is now officially on our school board. And yesterday I had the pleasure of actually touring all of our buildings with Vicki. She was interested in really, you know, doing as much learning as she can right up front and got to see all of our kids in action in their classrooms. And it was a great day. And it really capped off, you know, with the night of being sworn in and participating in our first meeting.
So then yesterday when everybody got their pieces of cake, next thing you know, we're watching presentations over all the school trips, really, and really good one of the eighth grade trip to Washington, D.C. If you could take us through all the presentations, especially the Washington, D.C. one where actual students were here to give that presentation.
One of my favorite things that we have probably about five or six times a year is when students come in and get to talk to the board about trips they've been able to take, and the Washington, D.C. one ranks right up there at the top. I believe 54 kids went to Washington, D.C. over the long Easter weekend, and the amount of information that they learn and the things they get to see and experience on that trip are just phenomenal. They got up and they were on the bus at 4 a.m. and flew out. They have a full day that very first day where they get to see a lot of monuments and museums. And they don't get back to the hotel until about 10 o'clock at night. And they wake up at 6 o'clock the next morning and they go 4 days in a row. And in fact, the last day, they get up and they do a whole bunch of touring. And it's about 8 o'clock at night when they board the plane and come back home and get home at midnight. So, you know, just to hear the experiences from the kids and the things that really touch their hearts is always fun. They talk about the Holocaust Museum and the Vietnam War Memorial. They also talked, they were the first group that has ever been on an honor flight. And so getting to actually sit with veterans in the airplane and the story that Jim told and Angie told about when they got off the plane, our kids actually lined in the terminal to clap and congratulate the veterans as they unboarded the plane, and just kind of gives everybody goosebumps. They had an amazing trip. It's always fun to hear their version of it. And so that was exciting last night. And then we also got to hear another presentation about our elementary reading program. And then the board gave permission for our FFA leadership team to be able to go on a trip this summer and to the Science Club, who is also going to be taking a trip in June, and preliminary planning for the Washington, D.C. trip again next year. So it's always an exciting time when the board gets to grant permission to do fun things like that.
Now getting back to regular business, you guys also set a public hearing date for an amendment coming up on May 22nd. If you could take the listeners through exactly what that amendment is possibly going to be for and what the public can expect if they attend that public hearing next school board meeting.
It's really just a formality. It does not have any impact on our taxes. It does not have any impact on our actual budget. It is for our certified budget. Every year by March 15th, the board always has to come up with their certified budget, which is going to be the maximum amounts that they plan to spend. And we are always under what the state allows us to spend. The only one area that we are afraid we're going to go a little bit over in is our food service. Because of cost of food this year, we didn't quite get our predictions as accurate as what we would have liked. And we're right on the verge of hitting up against what we had originally certified. And we really think it's just in our best interest to make sure we're staying compliant with our auditors to go ahead and amend that amount. It's not very much, and it's in that non-instructional category.
Your next school board meeting is on May 22nd during that public hearing. What are some of the other things that the public can expect if they attend that school board meeting to be on the agenda?
The big one, our kids that went to Nashville, Tennessee with the band in April will be here to present and give a little presentation, so that's going to be great. We will have our public hearing on the budget amendment and approve improve that. They're also going to consider a homeschool assistance program that we've been putting together to expand some options so families who want to homeschool can do more with the school as well. And it's really a win-win situation. The state has opened up some additional areas that we can partner. And last but definitely not least, they'll be approving the final list of graduates. And graduation will be coming up very soon. And so those diplomas are being signed as we speak.
That was today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. Your business isn't clean until it's Sims Custom Wash Clean. Call Corey today at 780-6039.